Hello,
universe, and this be the bee, registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy on a mission to promote health, wellness, but most important people, happiness, because that is the key to divine health and wellness, and you are listening live, unedited, to the bee on F-Talk Radio. And let me tell you something. I got something real good for you today on the plan of care, which is something all of you people are getting used to if you're becoming a regular listener, which is nice here on the podcast internet function. What's your pumpkin. You know, someone brought up, critiqued Michelle and told me I shouldn't be saying, well, you know, let me tell you something. I'm not Laura Ingraham, and I'm not doing my other local show, so I can say all I want. And since I'm the bee, it's kind of my trademark. So let's start off with a meditation. What do you think about that? I was thinking if I do like a little meditation before my show. Let's do like a therapeutic thing before my show. Either we do like some meditation or some humming or imagery or something that get up and do like a stretch or something just to throw everybody off. If you're driving, you're not going to be able to get up and stretch, but wave your arm up, just throw people off. Do some. So today we'll do some humming, like because one of my trial people, shut up, you know what I'm talking about. My trial case study that we're showing the first week of the podcast series said, well, you really need to not be doing the that you're doing. It sounds very unprofessional. Of course, I'm unprofessional. I'm doing an internet podcast. This is something anybody can do. So if I'm saying, that's fine. It's not like I'm Larry King Live going, Keanu Reeves, yes, on a podcast you could say as often as anyway. So that's replacement of the week. I'm going to prevent myself from saying, to show you just how professional Nurse D is when it comes to doing radio, podcast, internet. Because apparently you got to be all professional on the internet anymore. You can't just have a good time. Anyways, where we're at today in the plan of care, which is the meat and potatoes of the show, is we're going to be discussing coping. Because coping, an ineffective coping is a nursing diagnosis. So as a nurse, I have the right to diagnose you with coping and develop a plan of care to assist you in life when you can't cope. So I'm going to creatively take this nursing diagnosis and we're going to discuss this. Coping, ineffective, and I've noticed people, a lot of your issues that will get yourself into the hospital are directly related to how people cope, because I will say 75 to 80% of the reasons why people end up in the hospital or end up on medication or need medical treatment is because of coping ineffective. NANDA-approved nursing diagnosis. And what this means is that when you can't cope with something going on in life, you will resort to outside negative ways, or sometimes positive ways, but we're going to address both ways. So what you'll do is, say something happens in your life, like a stressor. You'll go to either food, and then you become obese, and then you'll get secondary issues with metabolic issues, which we've touched on those before, or you'll resort to, something will happen to you, like someone will pass away in your family, and you won't be able to cope with it, you feel a sense of loss, and that's another diagnosis, but so you can't cope with that, or your parents will get divorced or something, and you just, it will upset you so bad you won't be able to sleep, and you'll get that lack of REM. Next thing you know, you'll resort to doing drugs and drinking, and then you'll end up abusing these drugs and alcohol, and before you know it, you're justifying why you're drinking and using drugs to the point that it's just destroying your life and everything around you, or you're doing things like hoarding. People don't even understand that hoarding is a sign of depression. And I catch myself doing the but it's a sign to just reflect. You hear me say that means I'm reflecting. I'm reflecting because I don't write this stuff down. Because I feel a connection with you. We're connecting. So when you see someone doing these things, and you can't just say to someone, look, I know you lost your husband, but there's no reason to have 18 cats and start having a room full of newspapers. You can't go up to somebody and tell them they're depressed. Sometimes, or tell somebody to quit doing heroin. When someone's addicted to drugs or alcohol, sometimes they've got to walk that path by themselves. They've got to go down that path by themselves when they're an alcoholic. There's a thing we do in psychiatry, and we say to someone, we didn't cause it, we didn't create it, and we can't control it. I think that's an Al-Anon thing, but you've got to let people go down a journey by themselves sometime. And when they realize that they're coping ineffectively in a bad way, you can't be with them anymore. You say to them, listen, I'm your friend, and I'm going to be here for you. But this is a journey you're going to have to go down by yourself. And I can't be here to watch you self-destruct with 38 cats and 15 litter boxes and a house full of newspapers and magazines. When you need me to drive you down to the psychiatrist's office to discuss what you're going through, I'll be there for you. And if you need a Band-Aid and go down to the pharmacy and take some medication that's prescribed for you by a physician, I'll be there for you. And I don't necessarily, my friend is all about this intervention show that's on TV that likes to exploit these poor people that are having problems coping ineffective with drugs, alcohol, hoarding, or all these other things. And they want to just exploit them all over TV. And they got these people laughing at them, thinking this is funny, and they're going to do this intervention and all of these other things and follow them around town, watching them shoot up. I don't agree with that. I believe that people will either hit rock bottom and find a way out of this spiral of lack of self-control or ineffective coping mechanism, or they're not. Come to you and they're going to ask for help. But it's not either you're going to help them or you're not going to help them. Either someone's going to have an aha moment and they're going to want help and they're going to get help, or they're not. You can't fix stupid. You can't. Someday someone is going to find a way to cope with what they're going to cope with. And as a friend, you're going to say, I'm your friend no matter what, but I'm not going to be around you when you're drunk and you're stupid. But if you're sober, find out when they're going to be sober. Because there's a part where they just pass out and they're sober. And you want to be around them because you're their friend. You've been their friend since kindergarten or whatever. But then when they lost their white, all of a sudden they became a drunk. Now, I sound like I'm on a tangent. But I'm going to get to a point here where I'm going to explain this. Coping ineffective. It is not your job to validate your friends when they become a product of life and what life can do to somebody. You've never walked a mile in someone's shoes. I know you've heard that cliche, but it's so true. You don't know what this world can do to someone. If you've ever seen somebody come back from war and then you say, whoa, what's the matter with you? You don't know. You don't know. You can't judge somebody, and you don't know how they're going to cope with it. And you can't change somebody, and you can't say how they're going to cope with something. All you can do is say that's how they're going to cope with it, with food, with drugs, with shopping, with doing whatever. But as a friend, that's fine. That's how it's going to do. But if they're a danger to someone else, that's where you've got to do some kind of intervention. And I try to tell people this all the time. You got to look around you. We are no longer living in a society where we've got to keep our eyes blindfolded and say, this is not our job. This is the police's job. It is the military's job. We are all a society where we need to have threat assessments. We need to be doing threat assessments and be on the lookout. You never know. Like, neighborhoods. Well, we all live in a neighborhood where we're watching out for each other. If we see something suspicious, call the police and report our suspicious behavior. That's okay. Coping is effective. You don't know whose life you might save. You don't know if that person not coping is coping ineffective, and they might not even know. They might be in a psychosis. They may be high on drugs. They may need the police to come take them away out of your neighborhood, wandering around causing havoc. Okay, now I've got you to a point where I can tell you about zombies. These are people that are like, if you ever watched The Walking Dead, they are real zombies. That's a metaphor for what is really going on in the world. There's a lot of zombies walking around high as a kite, drunk as a skunk, shopping obsessively, just shopping for no reason, buying stuff they don't need just because they can't cope. And so they're projecting all of their problems and all of their stuff, just buy, so they can just escape from their reality and what's really happening. It's a lack of self-love that I've talked about before. They're just out there, so they're just buying these things because it makes them feel pretty, makes them feel validated by buying all these things. And then, so they're drowning, and then they drown their sorrows in alcohol, drugs, all these other things. Stop it, people. I'm telling you. The solution is to find resolutions in your life, to face yourself and say, what is it that is upsetting me? Is it really that I'm mad at my parents? Is it really that I'm mad? Where is your anger really coming from? Where are you really upset? What are you really sad about? How many times do I got to tell people, just choose happy? You're not having a bad day. You're having a bad moment. Choose, and you won't want to reach for the booze. You won't want to reach for the pills. You won't want to reach for the new dress or the new suit or the new Rolex watch or go down and buy yourself a new car. Who cares what kind of car you got? Go over there and get yourself one of them little bikes and rent a little bike. Get you some exercise. Don't reach for the dope. Reach for a jump rope. That's a great idea for coping. You need to just jump so you're so jump so you just so jumped out. You can't even be tired. You can't even be angry. You're just so tired. That's what you need to do. You zombies out there wandering around bumping into each other, and then you're angry because somebody bumped into you. Well, if you both didn't have your head down so far into the computer because you think you're getting validated, seeing how many people clicked liked on one of your stupid Facebook comments, maybe you would have bumped into each other. You would have looked at each other and smiled at each other. What a wonderful moment that would have been. But you phone zombies, your cell phone zombies, too busy looking at your phone. You think that's not a way to cope? You want to escape into a virtual reality? Quit it. I'm telling you people right now, quit it. I want your homework to be today to look at how you cope with everything in your life. When you're having a bad day, what do you do? Huh? What do you do? Do you say, when I get home, I'm going to crack open a beer? I'm going to take out my marijuana. my marijuana. Oh, I need my marijuana. Oh, I'm going to go down and have 5 cigarettes. Woof, 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 woof. I need a chain smoker. I need to do the chain smoking. Oh, roll down the window. I'm well, I'm gonna smoke it out. Smoke it out. Or do you go, oh, I can't wait to get to the mall, Louise. Louise, we need to go to the mall. I need to go shopping. Or are you like my family? Oh, don't worry about it. I'm going to make you your favorite lasagna. We're going to have lasagna, and then we're going to have some cake, and then we're going to have, this weekend we're going to go down to the buffet and have all-you-can-eat crab, and the crab legs. And in my family, when you're happy, you have a cake. When you're sad, you have a steak. It's all about eating in my family. We cope with everything with food. Food solves everything. We gather around the table and food solves everything. And I will tell you, that's not good either. And I try to tell my mom, why can't we just go for a walk? Why can't we just do this or that and have a protein? Oh, no. You can't change a cultural thing. Sometimes it's cultural the way you cope, and it may or may not be healthy. But that's okay. What I want you to look at here is, are you being a zombie? Are you just going with emotions? Are you a zombie? Are you one of the walking dead? Are you just one of the walking dead? Are you consciously aware of the way that you cope with your emotions, your negative emotions and your positive emotions? When you celebrate, how do you celebrate? Do you celebrate in a positive way? Do you say, hey, let's go out and enjoy the day and take a walk through the zoo and be happy? Or do you go and you just crack open the beers and start passing them around until Uncle Joe and John are beating each other up over the head with baseball bats because they're so drunk they don't know where they're at? You got to think, people. Are you a zombie? Are you one of the walking dead that don't know how to emotionally, are you emotionally driven when it comes to coping? Or are you consciously driven? Ask yourself this question. This is your homework today. I'm trying to get you to be more aware of your emotions and how you respond to those emotions. And coping is very important, because if you don't cope, if you don't know how you're coping, you may do something destructive to yourself, and it's not necessary to go extreme and do something that's going to affect them for the rest of their life. And that's not necessary. You could just say, I'm having a bad moment, I'm going to choose happy. That person is affecting me, his negativity is making me upset. I'm just going to go over here. You know what I did over the weekend? I created it. I'm over here at the Hive Studio this weekend. And at the Hive Studio, I have a place, and I created a Zen room because they're remodeling the Hive Studio, and it's upsetting me. It's upsetting me. I mean, there's all kinds of anxiety looking at the madness in here. We have to take 2 truckloads to the dump, and I can't handle all of the old memories of 10 years of the studio stuff leaving. I said, no, you can't throw that out of the way. No. I did this joke from the Phoenix Late Night Show with that hat. No, put that hat down. You can't take, no, that's not going to Goodwill. No, it's not. It's like, no. Not those stools. I would keep those stools. No. Get out of the, everything, I have an anxiety attack. What I did, I said, okay, I'm going to go in here. In fact, today in the Hive Studio, I'm sitting on the red couch. Well, a new red couch. We're going to be doing a TV show again. Sitting on a red couch in here. I don't like the sound. The sound is just fine. We got 2 new chairs in here. My desk isn't even ready. I don't have a headset that's proper out in here. So what I had to do was I had to create a Zen room. And I created my Zen room. And I put my favorite things in there, and they said, quit trying to save everything. And my focusing director said, stop. You need to focus. You need to find your happy. She started using my psychology on me. I said, don't use my psychology on me. Please, you are. She said, stop it. She was happy. And I said, okay. And then this my new marketing guy. He said, so what do you do? And then he came in there and he started causing me anxiety. And this new guy, he's so OCD. I said, what touches stuff? And he's like, you rearrange something and this guy takes it and he puts it back. And then I start messing with his office and I put his stuff and I move some. And then I wait, I mess with this guy. I fiddle with one of his hats in his office. So he was 10 seconds. He fiddled it back. I said, you know what? I can't. And I told my focusing director, I said, you know what? I said, that OCD marketing guy is irritating me. He got OCD. And she said, you know what? You got OCD. And you need to quit messing with another OCD person. And you need to let it go. She said, let it go. And then it started making me think. People, when you're coping with things and you got anxiety, don't let it escalate into panic. And then the panic will set you into hysteria, and hysteria will prevent you from sleeping. You lack your REM, and you go psychotic. And then that started me thinking, we as a human society need to learn how to cope and stop the dope. You don't need the dope. You know, all this dope is because we don't know how to cope. You're all just a bunch of coping. Lack of coping and just choosing doping. So this is my solution. We need to come up with solutions to resolutions and stop the habits of constantly coming up with, you know, collecting cats and hats and this and that and shopping till you're dropping. And maybe dance like no one's watching, but trust me, somebody's watching now with YouTube and all these cell phones, and it's getting posted on stuff. It's getting posted on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and social media, Snapchat, and trust me, we don't want to see it, but it's getting posted. So I prefer that you cope in a manner of dancing like someone is watching, maybe take a shower, maybe put something appropriate on. You know, try to look presentable when you're dancing also. That's my point of that. I think that's an effective coping mechanism is dancing. Stop the dope. Get a jump rope. That's my other thing. I don't care. Don't drown your sorrows in anything. I don't care if it's chocolate chips, Oreos, Coca-Cola, sodas, get rid of the soda. Just completely get rid of it. So you don't need to be drowning yourself in any soda. You don't need to bathe in any soda. You don't need to be showered in soda. You don't need to even be washing your hands in the soda. Soda is the root of a lot of fat people's problems. I will tell you that right now, including some of the fat that's still on me. So I will say, don't drown yourself in soda. That is one of the sorrows. No sorrow should be drowned in soda. Put that on your top list there. Soda, no. No. And like I said, instead of a dope, go get a jump rope first. Jump rope if you can, or just twirl it. Whatever you got to do, and just give somebody the dog face. And that will relieve a lot of tension, okay? Relieve a lot of tension. And no dope, get a jump rope and cope. Okay? And we're talking about solutions. And if you do this, if you face your problems head on and you start coping, face these emotions, these negative emotions, and you get in the habit of finding resolutions and stop this path of a life of being a zombie, and you keep tuning in to my show here, tune it up, tune in and tune it up, live, unedited, here, with Nurse to Be for Ass Talk Radio, and you don't be a zombie no more because you take control of your life by coping emotions and knowing how to take control of them in a healthy manner, but not being a zombie anymore, by being a human being, being like a Mushan, you know, like a warrior. Cut those emotions out and knowing what to do, how to take care of them. Play that man with a stick. Choo-choo. If you haven't watched The Walking Dead, I definitely know you're a zombie. You're in there in your house hoarding a bunch of newspapers. And maybe you do need to be on the show Intervention, even though I don't condone that show. I don't believe you should be exploiting your personal issues all over the internet. I think if you got some addiction problems, you need to go through that journey and overcome it. But it's no place to be exploiting it. I don't think people need to be seeing all that madness. I think you need to, it's a personal time, and it's a personal time that needs to be gone through, and you need to heal. And it's a difficult time for you and your family, and it shouldn't be shared all over the world to see. It's a sad time, and you'll get over it. It just takes time, you know. So solutions to resolutions, and concentrate on that. And concentrate on facing your emotions first before you reach for anything, whether it be a cigarette or a bottle of anything, a bottle of whiskey, a bottle of pills, or the dope, the marijuana. I'm not saying it's bad. You know, hemp, there's a lot of good hemp things out there. There's the hemp protein, the hemp rope, the hemp clothes. Hemp everything. You know, that little plant gets a lot of bad juju now. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of good hemp stuff out there. Just to take a little left turn here for just a second. I'm not saying nothing bad about marijuana, but I'm just saying, you know, a lot of old folks say a lot of bad things about that. But I'm just saying, I'm trying to live healthy lifestyle, but all that extra stuff, all those funny cigarettes and all that hoopity doopity. So what we're going to do here, we're going to check to see where we're at. Where we at, board out? Where we at? What? Oh, I got 2 minutes. Okay, I'm going good. All right. It didn't matter the job. I don't know. So. This week, yippity doopity doo. And you have been listening to Nurse to Be with Ass Talk Radio. And I'm on a mission, people, to promote health, wellness, most importantly, happiness. And today, we have covered coping and effective on the meat and potatoes of the show, how to cope and not sit around and do dope and be a zombie. Provide solutions. Tackle your emotions before they tackle you. And your homework today has been, before you reach for the dope, think and cope and know when is this getting destructive in your life. Don't let your emotions take control of your life. You take control of your emotions and know. Your homework today is, how do you cope with things that happen to you in your life? And get control of your emotions. Choose happy, and let's see how you do that today. And so thank you for tuning in, listeners. And I can't believe how many listeners I'm getting, and I haven't even tried. So as we develop the show, I think you guys will get more involved here. We'll start getting some guests in here, but right now we're just doing some Nurse to Be philosophies for Ass Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in today, and this has been The Be, live, unedited, for Ass Talk Radio, and we are buzzing out right now. So buzz. Board out, play music, cue the music. Buzz. Okay, we got it. Thank you for Ass Talk Radio, live with Nurse to Be, unedited. And cope before you dope. Thank you for tuning in. And dance like someone's watching. You never know. Because they probably are. And this is Then to Be, live for Ask Talk Radio. Until next time, buzz out. Cope before you dope. Remember that. Buzz out. Buzz, buzz. Mm-hmm.